As China's economy has grown over the past decade, so has its spending on the military, and this has caused tensions with the United States. Money has gone on a big expansion of China's submarine fleet. Its air force is stocked with the latest Russian fighter jets, and it's believed to be developing its own technology in missile defense. Officially, China spends around $30 billion on defense, but the US believes the real amount is much higher. The International Institute of Strategic Studies has released its annual report on global military might, and its editor, Colonel Christopher Langton, has been speaking to my colleague James Whittington.
America spends, roughly speaking, more than the top 10 countries in terms of defence expenditure year on year.
Which is how much?
It's about 4.6% of GDP, right, which is higher, considerably higher than in Europe, for example.
How much would you say that China is spending in relation to its economic capacity?
I would have thought, and what we report year on year is a fairly prudent management of the Chinese economy by the government, that they would not be outspending their capacity. In other words, if you take, for example, 2.1% of GDP is, roughly speaking, an average for a country spending on its defense program or its budget. The Chinese, in my belief, would probably stick to that because, you know, we can observe that the main priority for China is still building the economy to increase prosperity.
So in your view, they're spending less than half what America is spending
in terms of
its relationship to the economy.
We've got to be careful with this comparison because there are elements within each country's defense budget which do not appear in the other one. But I think the relevant point is that China is able to afford the modernization program now, and it's going ahead. But it is still reliant on other countries for the provision of equipment because its defense industry is in such a parlous state.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. How restrictive is the arms embargo, the European and the American arms embargo, on China?
For what China aims to achieve in terms of defense today, it isn't restrictive. Clearly, China has aspirations to improve some of its equipments and its performance by the acquisition of high-technology Western equipments. However, there is no restriction, in fact there are less restrictions now than there were in the past, in the sales of equipments from Russia to China.
But is that the kind of equipment it wants?
I believe it's quite sufficient, and it's Russian equipment itself, technologically speaking, is getting into the sort of four and a half generation area when you're talking in terms of aircraft, submarines, etc. And they seem to be prepared, from what we can observe, to offer China more than they did in the past. In the past, they would sell an aircraft, but they would retain some of the key high-tech components, believing that China was a threat. The signs at the moment are that this may be something which is disappearing as Russia aims to make money as a priority.
That's Colonel Christopher Langton there from the International Institute of Strategic Studies speaking to my colleague James Whittington.